with Rills Eddie Morris-Jones after today's 2-1 defeat against Conway Burgh in the JD Cymru North. Overall disappointing 45 minutes, which set the tone for the game, really.
Yeah, there's two big aspects of the game, you know, we'd like to talk about, but we can only control one of them, and that's ourselves. And the first 45, from our standards, is not acceptable, and I think the lads know that. There's too many individuals out there, you know, and that's why Conway got the lead. You know, they played as a collective group, and I've always said at this level, ability will only get you so far. You have to work as a team to earn the right to play, and we didn't the first 45, and we were punished. But then we got a reaction, you know, okay, we've gone down to 10 men, and then we had a bit more of an urgency and that will, that bit of passion, desire to win the game, and we did well second half of 10 men, and another day we take them chances, and it's a different story.
So as the game went on, I think Ross Stevens, when he came in at start of the second half, seemed to make a difference in terms of some of the play.
Yeah, Ross is great when we're in possession, you know, and he's got that eye for a killer pass, you know, and with the front three, with the energy they've got, you know, he can always find that out, you know, and he found some great delivery from wide areas, and we looked a threat, you know, and even Nashy, you know, could have scored two or three that second half, you know, and got caught offside a couple of times, debatable, yes, but, you know, we're getting in them areas, and you know, Ross has got that about him, you know, give him that time, he'll put that ball wherever he wants it to go, and today the other players knew that he had that quality, so it was good to know that they were getting on the receiving end.
And one of the top points in the first half, the injury to Eric Piskorski. How was Eric after that? I think I can only describe it as a body challenge.
Yeah, he's took a nasty knock, to be fair, you know, and he has gone through the railings and he's grazed all the side of his arm onto the tarmac, you know, and he wanted to stay on, but, you know, he's injured, you know, you got to pull him off, you know, and I do believe he was on the pitch with that intensity and that urgency of the second half, with that more of a goal threat around the area, we would have got something from the game. You know, it was really tough for Sam to be that one striker, you know, with Conway having that extra man. They play that every time, you know, it is difficult, but I don't think they've troubled us that second half, you know, and if we started the game in that mindset and that sort of will to win, it would have been a total different day.
And next weekend it's the JD Welsh Cup, where Real face Queen's Park from the Wrexham area. Queen's Park likely to be up for the challenge next weekend, and tough weekend.
Yeah, it's a massive game for both clubs, you know, and Queen's Park will bring it, you know, it's their cup final, you know, and it's a massive stadium and facilities of Real to play at, you know, and they'll bring their game. But we've got to look at ourselves, you know. I say it to the boys, we have got the quality in here to go and beat teams, but we've really got to do the basics, you know, and today's disappointing, and I feel for the travelling fans, because they've come in their numbers and we've not earned the right to play today for Real, and that's the disappointing, and I'll reflect on this all week, and so will the individuals that, you know, we're sort of talking about, you know, and as a group, but we've got to work hard, and next week is big for us individually as players, as staff, but also as the club, you know, for us moving forwards.
Cheers, thanks.
Cheers, thank you.